you've got a situation here where people are voting with their feet, and now you're having to slash the ticket prices. I think that looking back at this time last year, the crowds were about 8,000 plus. What's gone so horribly wrong?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that, unfortunately, the Warriors haven't won a match since last March. And the start of the season has been very, very difficult. And I know a lot of fans are very disappointed with the performance.
People are disappointed with the performance, but equally, if people have paid their money and you start, if you like, to use the phrase, moving the goalposts here, then it's not fair on some of the fans, is it?
Well, I think we're in a very difficult position, and what we want to do is that we know in the past Friday nights have been a fantastic atmosphere and have actually lifted the team. And what the team need is as much encouragement as we can possibly give them. So we decided after a long debate, and indeed in talking to season ticket holders, debenture holders and fans, generally that for a one-off match, we thought, why don't we try and recreate the atmosphere that we had in the past on Friday night and encourage fans to come down. So we decided the best way of doing that was to come up with a price offer that we've done.
Well, obviously, you consult the fans fine. We've got obviously lots of fans that listen to us as well. And one of them wants to speak to you this morning, if that's OK. Charles, it's Elaine, who's... you're a season ticket holder, Elaine?
Debenture holder.
Tell us what the issue is here with the change in ticket price for you.
For me personally, I suppose I have to say that as a debenture holder, I've committed myself to, you know, supporting them. So I can't really maybe moan about me, but it was really one of my colleagues who's, you know, they are on quite a tight budget. Her husband could really afford everything, but he decided he'd go for the Friday package game. And then, obviously, to find that they've been slashed, he was so mad because, you know, maybe it's the difference between them doing something together, going out for a meal or I don't know what, but basically he just thinks, well, he might as well have just bought them individually. And I suppose that, although I have committed myself to supporting the Warriors in a way, maybe, I don't know, we're not really getting an awful lot of money, are we, at the moment?
And well, let's put those points to Charles, Elaine, before your line gives up on us. Thank you for that. Charles, what would you say to Elaine and people like her?
Well, I think her friend makes a very fair point. I mean, firstly, I'd like to say to Elaine, thank you for being a debenture holder. I am myself in the past, and I very, very much welcome yours and others' support. I think the Friday night package, her friend makes a very good point, and this is where I was saying we're caught between a rock and a hard place, and the fact that if we don't do anything, then the danger is that the atmosphere is flat, and what we're wanting to do is try and give the team as much